It is clear the 2024 early vote won't equal that of 2020. This is mostly due to not having the universal mail voting that the courts instituted as an emergency measure because of COVID. At this point, it appears Republican turnout is slightly better than in the past, and Democratic turnout generally a bit lower. The states where early turnout could be favoring former President Trump are Arizona, Nevada, North Carolina, and possibly Pennsylvania. The Harris forces like what they see in Michigan and Wisconsin, and possibly Georgia. Everything still appears very tight. As the election cycle culminates, recent polling is showing no less than 7 U.S. Senate races, all within 2 percentage points or less. This, in addition to the 2 seats that already appear poised to flip to the Republicans, West Virginia and Montana. Thus, the Senate races in Arizona, Michigan, Nebraska, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are all polling between even and just 2 percentage points. In Ohio and Wisconsin, several polls find the Republican challenger owning a slight 1 or 2 point lead. In all but Nebraska, the Senate seat in question is held by a Democrat. Republicans have a strong chance of winning Senate control, but it will definitely take upset victories in Democratic states to expand a bare majority into functional control. When the Colorado Redistricting Commission members drew the new seat their state was awarded in the 2020 census, the intent was to construct a highly competitive CD that both parties could win in any election. The new 8th District, just north and east of Denver, is performing as designed. In the 2022 election, Democratic State Representative Yadira Caravero won the congressional election with a margin of less than 1 point. A new survey finds that the 2024 contest could be just as close. Emerson College just returned a poll that projects Representative Caravello to hold a slight 48-46% edge, similar to her previous victory margin, over GOP State Representative Gabe Evans. Polling suggests to expect another tight plurality victor here on Tuesday, regardless of who wins. 3-term Republican Tennessee Congressman John Rose, who is a sure bet to win re-election on Tuesday, is indicating that he will enter the open 2026 governor's race. He will officially announce his political intentions soon after the current election concludes. We can expect to see a crowded Republican field vying to replace the term-limited GOP incumbent governor, Bill Lee. When Mr. Rose makes his announcement, he will be the second House member to declare that he will not seek re-election in 2026. Arizona Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva, in a previous public comment, indicated that the next term will be his last. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.